You are listening to Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arkstar on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on. Tune in. Archives of Under Eternity Blue broadcasts can be found online at www.undereternitybluemusic.com. This is episode number 5, Late 60s Jazz. In this episode, we are going to explore a small sliver of jazz music that lives in between the traditional jazz motifs of the late 50s and what would later come to develop into free jazz and jazz fusion. Nestled between the two is the jazz of the late 1960s. An era somewhat forgotten when it comes to jazz, I've come to fully appreciate this convergence of straight jazz structure and the subtle infusion of the freedoms brought on by the psychedelic scene that was so potent at that time. This is not the plentiful type of avant-garde jazz that pushes into atonal, mind-melting abstract art. Rather, this is a more soulful and open-feeling jazz, somewhat hard to put into words, but definitively a breed apart. The music speaks its message the best, and after this session, I think it will make its own point very clearly, and hopefully turn you on to a world of jazz often lost between about 1966 and 1970. So, here's a slice of jazz you might not have discovered before, worthy of your attention if you have a love of jazz and the overall psychedelic movement itself. It's a compelling infusion of the two. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
trip into late 60s jazz, that set started off with Jack Wilson and his tune Most Unsoulful Woman from his 1966 LP, Something Personal. That was followed by Prof Porno's Romance off of Four Reasons, a 1969 release by the wonderful Dave Pike Set, who could have an entire show devoted to them. Then came Una Fita de Tres Cores from Sahib Sihab's 1968 album, Seeds. And then Timetable by the Harold Land Quintet, wonderful stuff from Land's 1967 album, The Peacemaker. And then finally, we heard Rio by Lee Morgan from his 1967 release, The Procrastinator. All of this late 60s jazz has a distinctively loose and airy feel to it, something fully evolved from the traditional late 50s and early 60s stylings, yet without harping on any of the campy and stereotypical hallmarks of the psychedelic scene. This music seemed more inspired by the rapidly changing landscape around it, while still adhering to the foundations of well-constructed jazz all the while. We'll keep foraging along here with a cut from Joe Henderson's 1967 album, The Kicker. This is Nardis, and it goes on to exemplify this great balance we have been exploring.
Thank you. Thank you.
Up our late 60s jazz set. Joe Henderson's Nardis was followed by Feelin' Good from the 1965 LP, The Fantastic Jazz Harp of Dorothy Ashby. Then came Adela by the Aquarians in 1969 off of their album Jungle Grass. Then Herbie Hancock's The Bed from the Blow Up soundtrack in 1966. After that was Duke Pearson's The Mona Surf from his 1968 LP, The Phantom, an album that is also providing the music under me now. Then it was back to 1966 with Chunky Cheeks by George Braith off his record, Laughing Soul. And finally, a true master, Cal Tejader, in 1968 with the title cut from Solar Heat. Thanks very much for tuning in. More information and an archive of broadcasts can be found online at www.undereternitybluemusic.com. You've been listening to Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arkstar on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on, tune in.